This is the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast. Barstool Talk Daily. Except it's really early in the morning and no booze. For the most part.
A fact or alternative fact quiz about hurricanes.
Yes, you're correct.
I've never been in a hurricane. I've always been kind of like a landlubber. But I've been in tornadoes. I've been in an earthquake. Although I didn't know about the earthquake till I got to work and somebody told me we'd just been in an earthquake.
Same. I've been in areas where an earthquake happened and people were like, did you feel the earthquake? No.
Oh, no. It was the number one story. It was when I was living in Salinas. It was like the number one story on the news, but you would have had it. You know, I didn't know unless people told me there'd been an earthquake. Fact or alternative fact quiz about hurricanes on the way this morning, and also a true crime report coming up later. All right, I got some good audio. Not good necessarily. First of all, the police in Wisconsin say they've never heard of a scam like this before. They've heard of a lot of different scams, but they haven't heard of one like this. All right, you ready?
Mm-hmm.
A woman is walking in the parking lot of a mall, and she discovers a wallet that has a lot of money inside. The woman, who did not want to be named, said that another woman called out to her to ask if she dropped anything. She said the woman held up a wallet filled with what looked like a lot of cash. Then a third woman came over to look, and they decided between the three of them to keep the money. The woman who ended up getting scammed said, finders keepers, I guess. The woman who found the wallet said that she worked at a local bank. And she said, are you covering all this? Are you following?
Yeah.
Okay, so the woman says, oh, I work at a bank. We can go count the machine and the boss can set up paperwork so that we can keep the money legally. The three women drove together to the office, and she came back with the news that there was $150,000 in cash in the wallet. I'm trying to think, even if they were all hundreds, would that even
fit? I don't think that would fit in a wallet.
But in order to get the money, she said all three women had to provide some cash up front. Okay, now you see where the scam is, right?
Yep.
Cash up front.
The cash up front to prove they were financially responsible. So they drove.
How does it even make sense?
Like, it doesn't.
I'm financially responsible here.
I've got $2,000. So they drove to the woman's bank. She took out $2,000. She said the first woman went in and came back out with a big wad of cash. The second woman went in, came out with a big wad of cash. The third woman, who's the pigeon in this scenario, gets out and goes into the bank, who, of course, have no idea what she's talking about. And she said, that's when it hit me. There was something wrong. Here is the woman once again. She did not want to give her name, but she said that she was taken for $2,000, which was basically all the money she had.
I was completely fooled. I just regret being a part of it. It was brown. It almost looked like the size of a brick. There was $150,000 in cash in the wallet. I walked to my bank and withdrew the money. And that's when it hit me that something was wrong. The whole thing is horrendous.
Are you kind of like, well,
maybe
at least they ripped off somebody who's kind of dishonest at heart, because here's somebody who's like, somebody lost $150,000. I'm going to keep it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, as opposed to ripping off a reputable charity or, you know, some poor innocent person, at least they ripped off somebody who kind of needed to learn a lesson in a way, I guess. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And this is great audio. The video is kind of went viral yesterday. It's a guy in Ireland trying to catch a bat that got loose in his house and it's flying around his kitchen. the guy narrating is the son, and he keeps shouting the whole time to a guy either named Denny or Derry. I can't make it out, but it's just hilarious.
I almost thought it was Daddy, like Daddy.
Daddy?
I have no idea.
I don't know. You know what? It's a crazy accent, but just keep in mind, he's yelling instructions to his dad to catch the bat.
Catch him! Catch him, Derry! Derry, catch him!
I think you might be right. It might be Daddy.
It's a bat. Do you have a bat out of the house? Mom, will you get out?
As it's telling his mom to get out of the room.
Will you catch him? Bo! Oh! Huh? Catch him, Derry. Catch him. Catch him, Derry.
Daddy or Daddy?
Daddy.
Yeah.
Is or trying Denny. To, or Denny has got a blanket and he's trying to throw it over the bat when it flies nearby.
Bigger toe. That's it. Catch him now. Quick. Catch him. Oh! God, Derry! Oh! Marie, will you stop looking in the door?
Oh. Did you see the video?
No, I haven't actually seen the video because I don't want to ruin my imagination of this basically just being an Irish version of The Great Outdoors when the bat gets loose in the cabin.
Do you know who the guy sounds like? And I know not everybody watches this show. He sounds like the Irish vampire from Preacher on AMC.
He does.
Oh, catch him, Daddy. Catch him. You're doing great. You're doing great. That's his. Oh, he nearly got him that time. Nearly. No, he's still flying around the place. Quick. Oh, you're doing a great job, Derry. Oh, that's it. Stand up, Derry. Oh, did you get him? No, he's there. He's making a mockery out of you, boy.
Did he say he's making a mockery out of you?
He's making a mockery of you, boy. There he is. He's making a mockery of you, boy.
You get done off. Take off them shot. The dog's dead. The dog's after peeing. Oh, Maureen, you're no help behind the door.
There's a woman looking into the room, and that's what he says, Maureen, you're no help looking in through the door.
You're like powering him out.
Maybe that's his mom, because then it'd be Daddy and Mommy. Daddy, maybe.
I don't know.
Like McGregor, he's got no legs left. Go on.
I forgot about that, but it's like McGregor, he's got no legs left.
Maureen, you're no help behind the door.
No, I think he's calling her Maureen.
Oh.
Is what it sounds like.
You're tiring him out. He's like McGregor. He's got no legs left. Go on. Catch him now. There he is. Get him. Oh. 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 He's on me.
Oh. Great stuff. You found the video, didn't you?
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
And so here's an interesting, before we get into the fact or alternative fact quiz about hurricanes, somebody took a picture at a grocery store in Houston, and it shows like one section that's not where
that's where the vegan stuff is.
It is. That's exactly what it is. Here's the shelves is the word I was looking for. Shelves. And everything's been picked over pretty good, except for this one part of the grocery store, which
what
is all
it?
Those are vegan meat substitutes. And nobody, even in an emergency, wanted any vegan meat substitutes. So you see.
Can you blame them?
I don't know. You ever tried a vegan anything before?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, awesome. So I lied. Terrible. Right. You might as well just eat the cardboard wrapping that it comes in.
Yeah. I had vegan pizza once, and it was, it literally tasted like cardboard.
I think you could do a vegan pizza, right? You can use regular dough, can't you?
Cheese.
And then just put
pepperoni.
You can't have cheese if it's vegan.
You can have cheese, but you can't have milk from a cow or goat.
Yeah, and then it was like fake cheese, fake pepperoni, and it tasted like garbage.
All right. Well, I had a vegan burger one time because I had these friends who were vegans, and they insisted, and they were going to really win me over about how great it tastes. So I'm eating it, and it's awful. And I'm almost like, why do vegans have to mold their food like they're trying to trick themselves into thinking it's meat when it's actually not? I mean, if it's such a great thing.
Well, veggie burgers, actually, I like veggie burgers.
Well, these were like Morningstar. You just bought them it's a brand you buy at the supermarket.
Yeah, I've had those before.
And you think they're good?
Yeah, I don't mind those.
Okay. It's like in Parks and Recreation when they have the burger competition. And Chris Traeger's like, he's making this turkey burger with avocado and lettuce and this like fancy bun. And it's this thing that he took hours and hours to make. And Ron Swanson just shows up with a beef patty.
He's all, here is some meat with some bread.
Enjoy.
Put whatever you want in it. I don't care.
Yeah. And then immediately everybody's like, yeah, the beef patty wins. So, beef patty.
Did Ben Wyatt bring something from the low-cal calzone zone?
No.
All right, I'm ready for the quiz. Go ahead, lay it on me.
It's an alternative fact when the truth is so whack. Not a lie, don't say that. Here's an alternative fact.
All right, I have to decide if what you're telling me is a fact or an alternative fact.
Mm-hmm. And it's about hurricanes, because obviously the big news story over the past week and a half, Hurricane Harvey, and the big news story now, Hurricane Irma, which we just talked about, has postponed that Miami Dolphins-Tampa Bay Buccaneers game. So, fact or alternative fact number one about hurricanes. Hurricanes and cyclones are the same thing. They're just in different parts of the world.
Okay, yeah, I think that's true. I'm going to say that's a fact, and I'm going to go a little further and say I think hurricanes maybe are in the... Or is it a typhoon?
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to say hurricanes are in the northern hemisphere and cyclones are in the southern hemisphere.
But you're saying fact?
Yeah, fact.
That's a fact.
You got it. Hurricanes, cyclones, and typhoons
are all the same thing.
In North America, Europe, and northern Africa, they're called hurricanes. In China and eastern Asia, they're typhoons. And then in the southern hemisphere, that's where you're going to find your cyclones. One for one.
So I was kind of right about that.
Uh-huh.
If you ever go to Mardi Gras, you can order a hurricane, but don't order a typhoon.
Number two, fact or alternative fact, all five of the costliest natural disasters in the United States were caused by hurricanes.
I think I just read that Harvey is going to be the costliest natural disaster. And I'm sure Katrina and maybe
Sandy.
Yeah, probably up there. But I'm going to play the odds and say that I bet you there are other disasters that are in the top five, probably like wildfires.
No, there was. Am I allowed to help him or no?
Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, wasn't there like a fire that happened in like San Francisco or something after an earthquake? And like after the earthquake, like something something broke. And I remember that there was like a big fire
that
happened.
Did you learn this in school?
Are you talking about the great San Francisco fire of 1904?
Maybe. Yeah, maybe.
All right. So I think what we're getting around to saying is that's an alternative fact.
That's an alternative fact.
You are correct. They are saying that Hurricane Harvey, of course, this is before we have any idea what Irma's going to do, but they're saying Hurricane Harvey most likely going to be the costliest ever.
Wow.
There is one thing in the top five right now. Well, actually, two things in the top five right now. One of which is the 1988 drought/heat wave.
Okay.
It cost $42.4 billion. Hurricane Andrew, $47 billion. Hurricane Sandy, which you had, $70.2 billion. Yeah. Number one right now is Katrina at $160 billion, but they're thinking Harvey's going to trump that. Ooh. The one in the top five was the Northridge earthquake.
There we go, yeah.
Which and there's a big gap here. It's estimated between $33.5 and almost $74 billion of the earthquake that occurred back in 1994. But you got it right. It was an alternative fact.
And remind me, what's that big disaster that is going to head toward Miami
the New York
this weekend?
Oh, Hurricane Irma.
No, Jay Cutler.
Hey-oh. Right. Well, not this weekend. Remember, they postponed the game.
All right. Now my joke doesn't work. Thanks, NFL.
All right, here we go. Number three, fact or alternative fact. An area on Jupiter called the Great Red Spot. That's basically a giant hurricane.
That's what I've always heard or been taught, is that it's a giant storm that never stops. So that's a fact, I believe.
That's a fact.
You are correct. It's basically a giant hurricane is what it is. The storm itself is larger than Earth.
Mm.
And if you could estimate, how fast do you think those winds are blowing in that storm?
700.
Yeah, a little bit high, over 400 miles per hour.
Oh.
is what that thing's. Well, but you're 3 for 3 right now.
All right.
Number 4, fact or alternative fact about hurricanes. They put out a new list of 26 hurricane names every year, one for every letter.
Yeah, but I think they then have like an alternative A or B in case we go through all 26. So I think you're trying to trip me up. I think they do have one for every letter except X. Alternative?
You don't sound very confident.
Fact. What name are they going to have for like a Q?
Quincy.
Or a Y?
Queenie.
Hurricane Yolanda?
Yancy. Yolanda.
Yeller.
Uniqua.
Uniqua. That's my favorite.
Alternative fact.
That's an alternative fact.
You are correct. Not every letter gets a name. You are right with X, but also Q, U, yeah. X, Y, and Z don't get names. And they,
Z doesn't?
Z does not. And they also don't create a new list every year. They rotate the same 6 sets of names.
Oh.
So every 6, so the next one will pop up in 2023. But if there's a major storm like Harvey, Irma, Andrew, Katrina, any
of those,
retire it? Then they retire that name and then they replace it. But it's not a brand new set.
So there'll never be another Katrina.
No, that one is retired. But you right now, 4 for 4. You're back, better than ever.
Yeah.
And could be 5 for 5. Factor alternative fact. Here, hurricanes spin counterclockwise. South of the equator, it's the opposite.
Well, I found out the thing about the water going down the drain the opposite way is not true. So maybe the same applies to hurricanes. I'll say, wait, how did you say the question again?
Hurricanes spin counterclockwise up here, and then in south of the equator, it's the opposite.
No, alternative fact.
That's a fact.
No, oh, really?
Swing and a miss, bud. You got 4 for 5, buddy.
Wow.
It does have to do with rotation of the Earth. It's something called the
Coriolis effect.
Toilets do not do it. So whatever you do, don't call some poor kid down in Australia and leave him on hold
get
for
big
a week
trouble,
on end.
Like Bart Simpson did.
Exactly. You'll get the boot. All right. You'll learn that it's not true.
So Hurricane Irma on the way. And one thing we can always plan on are news reporters, weather reporters standing outside telling other people not to stand outside because of the high winds.
We are just starting to feel an increase in the wind, an increase in the rain. Update on the storm. Struggling in the
hurricane. Tell all of our correspondents, be careful. Stupid
man. It is still very dangerous. Get out of the
hurricane. Yeah. Start making its way toward where we are.
The side of this building looking like it's going to fly off.
Ooh, we'll be right back after this.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
All right, movie quiz on the way.
Yes. Woo! I'm excited to learn about movies. Did you turn off did you blow out a candle?
Yeah, I did.
What's with the candles, Buzz?
I don't know. The room kind of smells like a locker room sometimes.
Considering
a little musty in here.
But you haven't been there in a while.
I was gonna say, if there's any time that it's not going to, it's because it shouldn't be now, just because Lisa and Scott cleaned the damn thing.
Yeah. You're welcome.
Might be a little gassy in here today.
Oh, gross. Can you not when I'm still in here with you?
Well, at least I can't run away fast.
I can't run away at all.
He bought candles. That's what makes it funny.
Candles? Yeah. Come on. I'm thinking
he's looking out for
least.
Your best needs.
You're trying to get yourself into the mood or something?
I even told Scott, I was like, I'm going to put like a little Febreze plug-in in here, make it smell nice.
What scent would you guys get? What could you agree on?
Pumpkin spice.
Oh, yeah.
Italian linen.
I could see that. We should get all the Christmas flavors. Oh, I wish. I love new car smell. You know what I figured out? I forgot. When I went to Santa Fe this weekend, I had like different things walking by brought up different memories of my childhood. And it was so weird. Like I would walk by like one of the people who made like the really nice like leather like bags or vests and stuff like that. And I forgot how much I love the smell of leather.
Your childhood in
California.
Yes.
We've been missing that. That was great timing.
That was great.
So we now find that Lisa loves leather. All right. Good to know.
When I was little, like I would go to like Macy's and stuff and I would just smell like the leather belts. It's weird. I know. But like, I just like, I really like the smell of it. Like, it smells great.
Well, if you're ready, I'm ready. Let's do our movie quiz, and it's a movie quotes quiz today.
Oh, what? Yeah!
Why don't you explain to us how it's going to work?
Excitement. Okay.
So, I have some clips loaded up here. I'm going to play you 1 second of the clip. If you think you know it, yell your name out.
You have to know the quote, or you just have to know what movie it's from?
The movie. You just have to know the movie. Cool. That's
okay.
It. So, I will play you 1 second of the clip. If neither of you can guess it, I'll give you a little bit more of the clip.
All right.
Okay.
And then, and so on and so forth until somebody guesses it. Don't blurt out the name of the movie. Say your name so then, you know.
Okay.
And how many do we have?
I have 6 ready to roll.
All right.
Cool.
Let's do it.
Let me see. Here's movie number 1.
You read the Bible, Brett.
Now, if I guess, does that mean I'm a
No, you can get, you each get 1 guess each time.
Buzz Adams.
Go.
That is Pulp Fiction.
Well, there's this passage I got memorized. Sort of fits this occasion. Ezekiel 25:17.
There you go.
The path of the righteous man.
Of the righteous man
is beset on all sides.
By the iniquities of the selfish and the tyranny of evil man.
What scene is that?
Buzz Lee, you are right. That's the Ezekiel 25:17.
Right before he shoots Frank Whaley to hell.
Yeah.
And the transgender Arquette sibling.
What movie is this?
Pulp Fiction.
Oh my goodness gracious. Good Lord.
I was talking about that on Monday. Yeah.
Blessed is he who in the name of charity and goodwill shepherds the weak through the valley of darkness. For he is truly his...
All right, ready?
I was going to say, guess what scene I know from that movie? Guess which is the only scene I remember?
Royale with Cheese.
The Gimp scene. It's the only one I know.
Oh, which, Lisa, good for you.
Part of the Gimp scene. Bring out the Gimp. But the Gimp's sleeping. Well, I guess you have to go wake him up now, won't you? That one?
Or I'm going to call up some hard-hitting...
to go medieval on his ass. What's so funny?
I love the way you guys get into character.
It's great.
All right, here we go. The next movie, Buzz Lee, you're 1 for 1. Join
your LA privileges have been revoked.
Okay, so we're kind of, this game's kind of a work in progress at this point. So do you just want to blurt out the movie name, or is your name working?
No, we blurt out our name.
No, we'll do our name.
All right, next movie. Here we
go. Oh, wow.
I'll give you a little bit more.
What, that wasn't even a second.
No, because
that was like a what?
Yeah, don't worry. I'm easing you into it here.
Okay.
Smokey, this is
Buzz.
Buzz, yeah.
Big Lebowski.
Bowling. There are
over the line.
Come on, it's just, hey man, it's Smokey. So
Mark and Zero.
You know, it's just a game, man.
This is a league game. This determines who enters the next round robin. Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I wasn't.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I wasn't over. Give me the marker, dude. I'm marking an 8.
Smokey, my friend.
You are entering a world of hurt.
Pain. You mark that frame and 8, you're entering a world of pain.
I like how he just casually pulls out the pistol out of his bag. This is not Vietnam. There are rules! All right, Buzz, you're 2 for 2.
Woo!
All right, here is the next movie. This one might take a few more seconds for you to pick up on, but we're going to start with 1 second. Here we go.
Fan, I do voices.
Nope, you're not playing.
Put your hand down. You're not playing
the damn game. Lisa, if Lisa knows this movie.
You want a little bit more?
Yep.
Yes, please.
All right, here we go.
Ben, I do voices.
Yes!
We've come to this.
How do you not know
Joanna?
This?
Joanna, what is it?
Mrs. Doubtfire.
We're looking for intelligent life.
Oops, we made a mistake.
We're happy to be in America.
Don't ask us for a green card.
I know this one.
You're in the worst way.
Well, this is certainly a rough meeting, and it's not going very well for me, I'll tell you that. Hey, boss, give it a chance. She's going to loosen up any moment. I do a great impression of a hot dog.
Hot dog.
Mr. Hiller, do you consider yourself humorous?
I used to. There was a time when I found myself funny. But today, you have proven me wrong. Thank you.
Joanna, on the board.
Does anybody else think Robin Williams' impressions all sounded the same?
No.
I don't know. Do you think so? Here's more of the impressions part of the clip.
Look at me right now, Moneypenny.
quantum to that bowl and get to know you.
I'm crazy to make a deal with you!
Nancy and I are still looking for the other half of my head.
Idiot! You're doing it! I'm sitting on a gold mine!
Don't make me smack you, sweetheart. I'll do it. I do a great impression of a hot dog.
All right.
All right, Joanne on the board. It's 2-1 Buzzley. You ready for the next movie?
Yeah.
All right, here we go.
You know the thing about a shark? He's got...
You want a little bit more?
Mm-hmm.
You know the thing about a shark? He's got lifeless eyes, black eyes, like a doll's eyes.
You need more?
Yeah.
You know the thing about a shark? He's got lifeless eyes, black eyes, like a doll's eyes. When he comes at you, he doesn't seem to be living.
Ooh.
Wait, can you play the beginning again?
You know the thing about a shark? He's got lifeless eyes, black eyes, like a doll's eyes. When he comes at you, he doesn't seem to be living.
Joanna!
What is it, Joanna?
Jaws.
Oh.
I just saw this on Netflix.
Good job, Joanna.
You guys, I knew that one too.
Oh, Lisa, yay.
All of these VH1 shows are paying off.
Pat each other on the back later. Here we go, next movie. All right, next one. Here we go. You ready?
Yep.
Get your hands down.
Another song.
A little bit more?
Yeah. Get your hands down. Do not salute.
Wait.
No.
Oh. What are you doing?
I like how Lisa raises her hand.
At this point, but here's the thing is, if Lisa does know this one, she would have more points than all of you. What the hell's going on here?
I think
well,
I know
it's
it.
Easier to do it when the pressure's on.
Okay.
Let's hear a little more.
I knew it! I win!
Get your hands.
Shh, Lisa, be quiet.
Lisa, know this.
Get your hands down. Do not salute. There are goddamn snipers all around us.
Buzz.
What is it?
Wait.
Why do you
know?
Wait.
What do you think it is, Buzz?
Forrest Gump.
Yes.
All around this area who love to grease an officer.
Y'all, I'm winning.
What's
wrong with your lip?
Hold on.
What's wrong with your lip? I was born with big gums, sir.
Well, you better tuck that in. I'm going to get that caught on a tripwire.
All right, Joanna, this is to tie it all up, and okay. Lisa did have that one right.
Woo!
All right, final movie.
Okay.
Here we go.
I imagine.
Here's a little bit more.
I imagine. That right now you're feeling.
And a little bit more.
I imagine that right now you're feeling.
Shut
a bit
up!
Like Alice.
Lisa, stop talking during the clip!
Lisa!
Jesus!
Because I got it.
I'm gonna come in there.
Is there more to
I'm gonna
the clip?
Flick your ankle.
I know that voice.
All right, here we go.
I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice.
Here's a little bit more.
I already won.
I imagine that right now you're feeling a bit like Alice.
How do I know this voice?
Tumbling down the rabbit hole. I imagine.
Buzz.
Buzz, what is it?
Matrix.
Yeah!
I already won! This is ridiculous!
Lisa would have gotten four of them.
I would have gotten four!
Who accepts what he sees because he is expecting to wake up. Ironically, this is not far from the truth.
The Matrix is correct.
You guys, I'm playing next time, because apparently I would have won.
I think she should, because Lisa had
that was pretty
four
good, Lisa.
Of those.
I told you, all I watch is the VH1. Like, I love the 80s, I love the 90s, and they have all of, like, the signature clips in there. So I knew all of those.
The problem is there are huge gaps in your movie knowledge. Like,
yeah,
if he'd played anything from the 40s, 50s, 60s, you would have had no clue.
So then let her play next time and pick her butt.
Yeah.
Against me?
You scared or what?
Just let her play against the... we'll make the game all three of us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because evidently I would have whooped both of you today.
Yeah.
Yeah, but who won?
What sign? What part?
Oh, because I wasn't allowed to.
Lisa won.
I won. I raised my hand every time and looked at Brandon and told him what it was.
And you need to not yell out when the clip is playing, Lisa.
Sorry.
Did she yell out the answer a couple of times?
No,
but she'd it would be playing and then she would go, woo! Like
you're a distraction.
Yeah.
Well, I knew what they were, and I already told Brandon the answers. So technically, the clip could have ended then.
Mm-hmm. Yes, you did have it.
Except you weren't playing.
Yeah.
All right, let's take a break.
I'm gonna get that caught on a tripwire.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
They just released the cast for season 25 of Dancing with the Stars.
Wow, it's that long already?
Well, two seasons a year, I believe.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but still.
I was still, well, right now, I was
still,
like.
Still, that's over 12 years. Has it been on that long?
I guess. Who was in the first season, I wonder?
Emmett Smith or Jerry Rice were in a couple of the very early seasons. But every time they come out with a cast list for Dancing with the Stars, I like to play a game called Star or Not Star. And the way we do this is I'll give you the name of the person who has been deemed a star, and two of us have to know who that person is.
Okay.
Without any prompting.
Ooh, this sounds fun. Okay.
So if two of us can say who that person is, they're a star.
Okay. I'm ready.
If not, they're not a star.
All right.
Drew Scott.
Oh, I know.
That's one of the Property Brothers.
Yeah.
Drew Scott is a star.
I love you. I love me some HGTV.
I do. Honey. I really do.
I didn't think you guys would get it. I knew you knew who the Property Brothers were, but I wasn't sure if you knew them by name.
I didn't know they have names.
Yeah, no, they're great.
All right, Jordan Fisher.
What's that last name again?
Fisher? Anybody?
No.
Ooh. He's an actor and singer, and he's been on a bunch of TV shows for kids like Liv and Maddie. So.
Oh, yeah, he's too young, I don't know that one.
Lindsay Sterling.
Oh, that sounds familiar, but...
She's a star. Isn't she a violinist, or...?
No, I think... I think you're right. Yeah, Lindsay Sterling, she's that crazy violinist that, like, when she performs, she gets super into it and dances around.
Could she take down the devil in Georgia?
You got by the skin of her teeth, because neither one of you sound really clear on who she is, but yeah, she's the super energetic violinist. So I guess she's a star.
Yeah. You know, I actually know a lot of people who like her.
Debbie Gibson.
Yeah.
Yeah, everybody knows who Debbie Gibson is. What was her big hit song? I think Electric We're Alone Youth? Now. Electric Youth.
No, yeah. I Think We're Alone Now is Tiffany.
See, I can't.
does that diminish her star power a little bit?
No, she's been the same level of star, I think, all along.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with Buzz on that one.
Derek Fisher. Well, I know Derek Fisher is, of course.
Does he play sports?
He does.
Played, okay. Yeah.
Oh.
Played him for a bunch of different NBA teams.
Oklahoma City. Yeah.
Well,
Dallas,
Lakers,
and
he was the one that always wore his headband over his stinking ears.
And wasn't he Knicks coach for a season or two? The coach of the Knicks?
I think he was.
Yeah. So Derek Fisher is a star. Terrell Owens,
of course.
Yeah.
Former Cowboy, 49er. Yeah,
that's
Eagle.
A piece of cake. He's a star. Frankie Muniz.
Oh, I know him.
Malcolm.
Oh
my God.
Malcolm in the Middle.
Or Agent Cody Banks.
Yes.
Nerd.
Vanessa Lachey.
Oh, yeah, that's Nick Lachey's wife. She was a MTV VJ.
Do I hear a second?
Yeah, she's the hoe after he divorced Jessica Simpson.
The hoe?
This is true. She wasn't a hoe.
Okay, I don't like her.
Why?
Because I was Team Jessica.
Oh, jeez.
Victoria Arlen.
Arlen? Spectre.
Victoria Arlen? Anybody?
No, I got nothing.
Well, I'm going to tell you a little bit about her because she's actually the most fascinating person on the list. She is, for this season of Dancing with the Stars, she's the handicapped one, which they seem to have. They always got somebody.
Year.
They have a handicap, a person
with
a handicap.
Was that Chris Kattan last year? that's the thing. They talked about his back injury, and that's how I found out. They showed what the X-rays look like now, of all the pins and stuff that are holding his back together.
Oh,
I don't. They usually have somebody who's like an amputee or something. But okay, so Victoria Arlen works for ESPN, and she was a Paralympic swimmer. But that's not even the interesting part. Okay, so at the age of 11, she developed two rare conditions. She lost the ability to speak eat, walk, and move. She basically slipped into a vegetative state for nearly 4 years, and she was conscious the entire time of everything that was going on.
Whoa.
She spent 4 years locked inside her own body, completely aware of what was going on, just unable to move or communicate.
Oh, gosh.
That sounds awful.
Right.
Yeah.
That sounds like the worst. Doctors believed at the time there was little hope of survival and recovery was unlikely. After almost 4 years, Arlen began the nearly impossible fight back to life. She relearned how to speak, eat, and move all over again.
Oy.
Let's see. In 2016, Arlen defied yet another odd and learned to walk after spending nearly a decade paralyzed from the waist down. Okay, so that was, she came out of this thing, but she never got, like, her mobility back, and that's how she was a Paralympic swimmer. Isn't that just crazy, though?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so.
That's the last one?
No.
Oh, okay.
Nikki Bella?
Yes, Nikki! Fearless Nikki.
What the hell's that?
WWE else? Superstar, John Cena's girlfriend or fiance.
Can anybody else vouch for this?
No.
See, if only one person can do it.
You're not a star.
Nikki Bella is a star.
I'm aware of the show called The Bellas, and I do believe one of them is named Nikki, so I'm gonna throw out the lifeline and say, yeah, I know who Nikki Bella is.
Nikki is great. She is my favorite.
Barbara Corcoran.
Nope, nothing.
No. That sounds familiar.
You'll know as soon as I tell you, but
yeah,
you have to know unprompted. On Shark Tank, she's the older lady with the short hair.
Shut up. Is she dancing?
Oh. Yeah.
Shut up.
Yeah, she's going to be dancing.
She's
like 60. She's in her 60s, maybe close to 70, but she's still got a pretty kicking body.
She's great. No, she's great. I love her.
Yeah, but unfortunately, she didn't meet our criteria
for
being a star. Nick Lachey.
Yeah.
Okay. Him and Vanessa are both doing it?
Mm-hmm.
What?
That's weird.
That is weird.
And the final star on this season of Dancing with the Stars, and when I say star,
really sometimes
it's in little quotey hands, Sasha
Baron Cohen.
No, oh. Sasha Pietersi or Pietersi.
I'm going to guess she's a model.
Sasha Pietersi.
Oh, no, she's from Pretty Little Liars.
Well, you looked it up.
Yeah.
That's not
Joanna.
Wow.
Well, I know who she is.
Pass. Don't know.
I know who she is.
She's an actress in Pretty Little Liars. You're not supposed to look it up.
Which one is she?
She's
blonde.
What's her name?
There she is.
The missing one. Allison.
Oh, she plays Allison De Laurentiis?
Yeah.
Too bad you didn't know who she was just by her name, so that makes Sasha
Pietersi
not a star.
According to us, who are chances are too old to know who some of these folks are.
Yeah, I mean, I probably.
Yeah, well, you should have come up then, represented. Come on, millennials unite.
I'm not gonna lie. She's probably the one I don't know. I know the other ones pretty well.
What is this show?
That just ended, but it had like 7 seasons.
What was it?
Pretty Little Liars.
Yeah, the show was huge. People followed it, cult following. It actually started
out.
It was on ABC Family, and then it went to, what is it, Freeform? Mm-hmm. But so basically it was a book. It started out as a book, and then they made it into a TV show. And the first few seasons were actually really good. But then after a while, it went on like the Lost one where it just like random things and you're like, that can't happen.
Was there like ghosts and vampires and stuff?
No, but there was like a unknown twin sister that ended up
long
like...
Long lost twins.
Yeah, long
like
lost
a soap
twin
opera.
Sister.
Yeah.
Oh,
like a soap
completely.
Opera. And is this woman who's on Dancing with the Stars, is she even one of the main ones?
She is the main one. She's the one that gets murdered.
She is the Pretty Little Liar?
Yeah, she is the Pretty Little Liar, actually. She plays, fakes her own death in the show.
But you just said that she was murdered.
Well, that's the whole thing, is they say she's murdered,
so
they're trying to...
she was murdered.
Yeah,
but she faked it.
But she was lying about it.
The twin was after her.
Is she little too? Is she like 4'5"?
Yeah,
she
looks
pretty
liar.
Petite.
Mm-hmm. Like 3'11"?
Okay, so...
tiny little gal.
There you go.
She's a youngin'.
We have sorted out the stars from the non-stars. I'm very sorry, Barbara Corcoran, but nobody knew your name to make you a star, even though you are on Shark Tank.
You're listening to the Buzz Adams Morning Show podcast.
Hey, when we had the eclipse a couple of weeks ago, Brandon, did you borrow Brad's viewing glasses?
Very briefly.
Do you know where he got them from?
Online?
Yep. Amazon.
Is that one of the ones that was recalled?
Amazon is being sued for selling defective eclipse glasses.
Oh, no.
What kind of eclipse glasses?
Defective.
Okay.
A South Carolina couple claimed they suffered eye damage from viewing the eclipse through the messed up glasses. I'm trying to avoid the word defective.
Messed up.
Amazon subpar? Says that they say, Amazon what's that?
Subpar.
Yes, the subpar glasses.
Oh, no, I use Brad's glasses also.
Amazon warned consumers not to use the glasses and even offered refunds, but the couple says they didn't get the warning in time and they looked at the sun using their Amazon glasses.
And they got eye damage?
I looked at it using Brad's glasses. And
how long did you look? I mean, I looked momentarily even with the glasses. You look up, you're like, yeah, okay, cool, right, and then you move on.
Is Brad okay? Did he look at it for longer?
Well, you know, it's a big black dot. You know, it's on a certain level. You know,
on a certain level, you know, there's always been a big black dot there.
At the end of the day, it's a win-win.
No, I think Brad's okay. We just got a new store at the mall in El Paso. And I don't know if you've ever heard of this before, but it's
Think Geek.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a website.
Think. Wait, say it again. Wait, one more time. Can you do it?
Think Geek.
Hey.
Yeah. So a lot of stores are going out of business because of the online competition, but then there are some online stores that are so popular, they're actually building brick-and-mortar retail stores in a mall. So this is... Think Geek is a website where you get all kinds of Star Trek and Star Wars and Doctor Who stuff.
Don't forget Game of Thrones.
Got a lot of Game of Thrones stuff.
I used to get my ex-girlfriend's presents there, and that might be why she's my ex-girlfriend. So,
check this out, what I got. You see it, Brandon?
That's a holo recorder, isn't it? Or
no. A what?
Holo recorder? No, all right.
There's a holodeck.
A holodeck. I'm sorry.
This is not a holodeck.
The tricorder.
No, it's not a tricorder. It's a communicator.
Is that for Scotty to beam you up?
Captain Kirk to Enterprise. Come in, Enterprise. Can you hear it? Mr. Scott, stand by to beam up.
No.
Get it closer to the microphone. Yeah, you can barely hear it.
It's very faint.
But
you hear it coming on?
It's like a flip communicator.
Oh, listen to this.
Is it like an old razor phone?
Check this out.
Exactly.
Call Brandon.
What? Yes.
Is that a phone too?
It connects to your Bluetooth and you can use it as your phone.
Hey, you're calling me.
I am, right? Now watch this. Watch this.
Hello.
Check this out.
I can hear you on my phone. Can you hear me?
Just hung up.
He just
hung up.
He hung up on you. Oh. Rude.
He unflipped you with his communicator.
So rude. See if I'm beam you up.
I'm trying.
Try picking a girl up with that, Buzz.
You should, Buzz.
Hey,
let me get your number. Let me put it just into my communicator real quick.
Give me your coordinates. I wish it was louder. I haven't figured out how to get the volume going. Ready?
Yes. It's very cool.
At least I can call people on my Star Trek communicator.
And for anybody who wants to see the communicator, you can see it online.
Kirk to Enterprise. Enterprise, come in. Where's the sound coming from? It's so faint. Yeah, you heard those spots.
Right? Mm-hmm. Fancy Buzz.
Pretty. Flipping cool.
Yeah.
I got a couple of neckline calls. So let me go ahead and get to these. If you ever want to call the morning show live,
do it.
Toll-free studio line is 844-305-6210. But to leave a message on the neckline that might get played back on the air, that number is 844-805-NECK, 844-805-6325. And let's see what kind of activity we have going on our neckline.
I believe I have a perfect solution for the Confederate flag, the Confederate statues issues. For every Confederate statue, you need to put two Union officer statues, and they also have to be 20% larger. If they want history, you have history. The victor.
All right. Yeah.
That actually makes sense.
You got to have, okay, you can have your
General Lee.
General Lee, but he's got to be in the presence of two Union statues.
Yeah. In the shadow of the larger, 20% larger statues.
That actually makes kind of sense.
Somebody called in and said that they'd heard somebody say on TV that the Confederate monuments are kind of like participation trophies.
Well, yeah, there was somebody who went around in one town and she put participation awards like on them, like little signs that said participation awards.
Thanks for competing.
I didn't think you got those in war.
I guess they do now.
This is kind of a local call, but I'm going to take it anyway because athletic director at University of Texas El Paso, Bob Stoll, announced his retirement. And people are calling and leaving me messages on Facebook and stuff.
Were you
congratulating
guys
close? Me. Well, you need no, to, okay, they so think that to, I hate Bob, but
you need
I don't.
To tell the story about getting stalled.
You got stalled?
Yeah.
Did it leave a mark?
Just
no, it's what
one.
I call it when when you meet somebody for like the 20th time.
And you know they know
and
who
you know
you are.
They know who you are.
Yep.
But they pretend that you're meeting for that they have no idea. That's called getting stalled.
I knew a girl. I know a girl who does that.
And does she do it intentionally?
Yes.
I know. So,
why?
Do it
what kind of mind game
so,
is that?
And she does it every time I meet her. It's like, hi, I'm so-and-so. Have we met? And I'm like, yeah, like 10 times, and it's okay.
Okay, to be
and
fair.
And then, no. That. So then one of our mutual friends told me, oh, no, she does that on purpose. And I was like, what? And I was like,
does
why?
Does she just do it to you, or does
no,
she
no,
do
no.
it to other people?
She does it to other people, but not.
Is it some kind of, like, social hierarchy
exactly.
thing?
Exactly. That's what he said. He was like, she thinks of it as, like, her way of showing you that she's better than you because she doesn't even remember your name.
I
was like, but why though?
I've
I was like,
met,
I don't care about you.
I've met Bob 36 times through the course of the years. We played,
you played golf with him,
we
right?
We played in a golf tournament where we were together playing golf together for 4 hours. Yet anytime I meet him, there's no spark of recognition.
I can't
all.
Really talk because I forget everybody's names at least 10 times. When I, you know, over
well,
a course
I'm the same way, but after like the third or fourth time, I remember like, oh, yeah, I remember you.
So people think that I've got some big feud against the athletic director, which I don't. I think he's done a fine job. And
that's really good.
I mean, he's done.
That's very convincing.
He's been there for like 15 years. He's done a credible job.
Incredible job.
Well, let me put it this way. Nobody's going to come in, whoever they get to be the next athletic director, they're not going to come in and work some overnight miracle.
Okay.
That's just not the way it works. But I think some people think just because of this history that I have with athletic director Stoll.
That you're super happy about it.
That right, and I'm not. I mean, if he retired.
No, he's just happy. He's not super
yeah.
happy.
Well,
hey, it's messages for Buzz. Hey, I just saw on the internet that looks like your one of your friends is going to be retiring. Stoll. I was wondering if you're going to have a going away party for this guy. So let us know. This is great for you, Tip. Good news. We get somebody in there that can get this thing turned around.
Not
and
really.
Get a real athletic director in there. Okay, say hi to your friend, Buzz. Thanks.
Okay, my question. Wait, my question. Is he the one that got in a fight with Cappy?
No, that's Tim
that
Floyd.
Was the coach.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
never mind. Sorry.
That was the basketball coach.
Former Chicago Bulls coach Tim
that
Floyd.
That was Bob Haskins. Okay.
Oh, okay. No, because I was thinking of like, wouldn't that be more of Cappy's friend? But
No, listen, if you think they're going to bring in a new athletic director.
And all of a sudden.
And all of a sudden.
They're not going to get blown out. Oh, Nico, by the way, thanks for showing up today, because did you see the score of the Oklahoma-UTEP game?
Oh, my God. It was 49 or something.
And yeah, you remember what the spread was?
Yeah, 42?
48.
Oh, my God. The
spread. And they won by 49.
Wait, so I would have won?
You
no.
Oh, I would have lost again? Thank because God. You I did not make that bet.
Because
thank
you would have had a 48-point buffer, and so Oklahoma would have had to win by 49 points or more, and they won
and they did.
By 49 points.
Yeah. I'm so glad. My mom was like, why are you going to make that bet again? And I was like, Mom, I don't learn.
So it seems like people
some good honesty.
Want me to, you know, celebrate or talk about how glad I am that Bob Stoll's not the athletic director or is retiring. But good. First of all, Bob is like 70 years old, so he's past retirement age. He's had a great career. I see him at the gym. He works out. He's like in the best shape of any 70-year-old.
Do you push him off the bench press?
Do you look at him in the shower?
No.
Does he look at you in the shower?
Do
you type up a missed connection on Craigslist?
Yeah.
Dear Mr. Stoll.
Dude, I'm not obsessed with it. I'm just saying for once in a while it would be nice.
Sizes.
Brandon's seen it up close. Brandon's seen it when we go get the ceremonial ball, and he just gives me a 1,000-yard stare right through the center of my head. Like, so I'm not even.
Oh, yeah. My God, really?
Maybe it's dementia.
Because last year.
I think it's become a thing now because I complained about it on the air, and I think it got back to him. And now I think he's like, all right, well, screw that punk.
Screws that Buzz guy.
Yeah.
Well, last year when we went to go accept the game ball, Buzz was like, well, I'll go to the game, but I'm not going to go on the field. So I was going to go accept the game ball by myself, but I took a picture of Buzz with my phone first. So when we were down on the field and Bob comes walking by, I held my phone up with Buzz's picture on it. And I even said, Buzz misses you, Bob. Buzz misses you. And he just walked right on by.
Mm-hmm. There's more layers to this onion.
I feel like it. I feel like there's, you did something and you don't remember. Man.
There's something underlying here.
Wait, but okay, this is my question.
Ruined.
Does everyone get stoled or is it just you? Like, does he stole?
No, he'll Cappy? Come across the room to talk to Cappy.
Because I witnessed this firsthand when we were at the club at that restaurant.
Yeah. That's another thing. And then I joined the same country club that Bob is a member of. So we'd be in a situation where it'd be me and him in this little workout room.
Yeah.
And we're the only ones and still nothing.
And that's what happened when I showed up. Buzz and Kaplowitz were already there. Kaplowitz it's like three tables over, so they're not even sitting close. But Bob and Kaplowitz are having this conversation across the room, and Buzz is sitting there. Bob gets.
I might as well have been a wart on Cappy's ankle.
Buzz gets up. Bob gets up, and he goes, "Good to see you, Cap," and just walks out.
Well, you know, Steve is a very pleasant guy, so.
I'm affable.
Yes, you are
affable and ineffable.
I'm uneffable, too.
Thanks for listening to today's podcast. For more, head to buzzadamshow.com.